The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show. Hey, Clean Nation, Mike Campion here with one of my favorite people, this young lady. I know she's got red hair. She's in Alaska, but I'm going to ask you to forgive her because she's, despite all of her problems she's got to overcome, Bree Shalar started Cleaning as a Breeze in July 2016. They are a residential company in Matanuska. I wasn't even close. And I have... three clients, oddly, in that very small part of Alaska. And I still can't say Matanuska. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. That's where she is. All right. Oh, no, sorry. It's not that. Matanuska Valley. You know, God forbid she's a Highlander. Anyway, they're in Alaska. They're amazing. let's just dive in. You started in 2016. Give us kind of a quick where you started, what your fears were, how long it kind of took you to go from, you know, an idea to I've got some clients to I'm fully staffed to I got cleaners, but I'm still clean. Just like walk us through kind of the highlights.
Okay. All right. So we became official in 2016. I started as most residential cleaners do, second job, you know, making money.
And let me say one thing, cause I hear all the time, not from you, from everybody. I hear a lot, we became official. And a lot of times we make some sort of, I got incorporated, or I got a gold star on my forehead for my mom, or like some weird thing about official. It is official when someone gives you money to perform work and you perform that work for them and it's legal work, right? Not talking about drug sales, but if you money and you do it in a legal manner, it's official. So I want to encourage everybody. It's like, oh, I'm not real. I'm not official. I need something from the government. Certainly, I'm saying pay your taxes, have the licenses that you need. I'm not saying don't do that. But mentally, girl, boy, man, woman, Cleaning Nation, you are in business when you provide a service of value and someone values it so much they give you money. That's freaking official. All right. As you were.
Okay. So I got all my licensing in July of 2016. It didn't take long. I was hiring. I was doing everything. Went from one person to a job. You know, I was still cleaning. I was cleaning for 2 years and then I got pregnant and said, nope. And hired enough staff and came strictly in the office. So I've been in the office almost 3 years. Haven't cleaned.
And really quickly, your sound was okay. And now it kind of went to crap. You sound super echoey.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I just want to make sure we don't drive everybody nuts.
Am I better now?
Maybe you have to talk for a little more. All right. So first couple years you were in the field, then you had a baby. Is that what got you kind of out of the field?
That, and I had enough staff. So I just put my faith in my staff and I started working on my business instead of in my business. And it's been like that for almost 3 years.
Okay. So what was the, cause that's a big shift that people don't make. So first of all, when you went from in to on, was it a clean Band-Aid rip where you're like, I was cleaning and now I'm not? Or did you do what a lot of people do, which is I got out and then someone quit and I cleaned for a little? How did that like transition actually, how long did it take? How did it feel?
While I was pregnant, I kind of did the, okay, I'll go back in. But once I had him, I didn't have any sitters. I didn't have anything. So if someone quit, then I figured it out. But I did not go in and do the job because I had my baby. So it was done.
So let me encourage you guys. We often get people like Bree that come with a hard, believe it or not, honestly, it's a baby because that'll be, you know, like I physically am trying to create a human with my body and that human needs me more than my people. And that often creates the impetus or the commitment to do something different. So obviously we can help with systems and processes and accountability and all that good stuff. But if you're not committed to not cleaning, there's always going to be a reason. Oh, someone's going to quit. Someone's not going to come in. A client's going to be pissed. We got a new thing. We got a new service. There's always a reason. So I, for all of you guys, there's two camps out there. One is going, well, I'm not going to have a baby. So I guess I'm just stuck cleaning. You're missing the point entirely. Bree could have decided for her, it was I'm having a baby and I'm choosing to prioritize that human being over cleaning toilets for my clients. And I think most of us would make that decision. But don't fool yourself into going, I have to have a baby or I have to wait for some life altering thing to make that decision. Bree could have made that decision without the baby. The baby made it easy for her, but we wait for this same thing with like, oh, it's the New Year's. I've got to have my new. It's like, no, there's nothing magical about January 1st to like make your plan. And there is something magical about a baby, but we don't, or a sickness, right? I got laid up in the hospital, or I got COVID and I couldn't go to my clients' houses or whatever the case may be. So I just want to encourage you. Bree's story is very common. I tolerated it until something in my mind outside that was either most of the time it's really bad. Obviously baby's really good, but until I deemed it to be an emergency, don't wait until life makes an emergency to make a change. You can decide it's an emergency on a Tuesday or the moment you're listening to this podcast, right? It has a lot more to do with. So it felt probably to Bree at the time, I got out of cleaning because I had a baby and that baby made me get out of cleaning. The reality was Bree decided for her, a baby was it. For you, it might be something different, but the decision was the magic, not the baby. Anything I said in there, Bree, that wasn't fair or wasn't characteristic of your experience?
No, very accurate. Yes, he was my excuse, but yes, I made the decision. I made the choice.
Yeah. So again, you could wait until you get pregnant. That's going to be tough for you fellas out there. Or you could just go, this is the life I want. And I don't have to wait for a baby, COVID, something really good or something really bad. I can decide. Okay. So I don't remember where you were because we've been working together so long. And just disclaimer, Bree is one of our next level members. So she's been through our elite program. She's been phenomenal next level. And we like sharing these stories. I was telling Bree before we start, you know, we spent, gosh, I think over a year doing our best as a team to serve her. And she's had phenomenal results. So I like to kind of brag on our people, make Bree give her the credit she deserves. But B, I know everyone can't join our kind of little community in that regard. And I want to do the best that we can to give value. So the questions I like to ask are kind of similar because we get different answers and they're always valuable. What was, when you came in, actually, I don't think I've asked this question before. When you came in, when we started working together, what was it you thought you needed? Like, I'm coming to Grow My Cleaning Company because I think they need, if they could just give me X, then I would have the life that I wanted. And what was it you actually needed or got? And they could be the same, or oftentimes they're wildly different. So I'm dying to hear from you.
I didn't know what I needed. I had gone to one of your live events and learned that I needed a lot from you guys just from going to that event. Cause I went from, you know, a special ed teacher to a business owner and not knowing anything. So, just learning all the signs and, oh, about my P&L, and which was huge because that's, you know, how I track everything, and how I should be billing my customers. And because you see that dollar sign after the job, but you're not thinking about everything else, your cost of goods and everything that goes into it. So I was really underbilling, and you guys taught me how to properly come up with those figures. So I learned a lot. I'm still learning a lot.
So I don't want to put words in your mouth. What I think I heard you say is you're one of the people that, and this is uncommon. Most people come to us with, I just need help with billing, or I just need help with hiring. And they think if they just solve this one problem, they'll be able to get the result they want. Right. And they don't really know what they don't know. What I hear you saying, Bree, is you're like, oh, I knew I didn't know what I didn't know. I knew there's a lot of things. Okay. So believe it or not, that sounds like the worst place or the basic place to start is I don't know what I don't know. That's actually not. Thinking you know what you need to know and being wrong is worse. Right. So you have to take a step up to get to, I know that I don't have the tools that I need to move forward. And I have some thoughts and ideas of what I might need, but I'm completely open and coachable to those not being, because we want it to be easy. We want it to just make a box. Like if I just knew how to hire, if I could just have a good hiring ad, if I could just bid this one job, if I could just fire this one employee, if I could just, we make it like into a box, then everything would be great. And obviously as a coach, it's like, oh, young, whoever, like only if that were true, but it's not the case. So I want to encourage you guys, if you're looking, whether it's us or anybody else, if you're looking for help and coaching, a big part of the coaching is what it is you need, right? So if you come in and going, this is all I want to know, and that's all I want to talk about, you know, just get me leads. And it's like, okay, that's fine. Go find a lead person. God bless you. But that's typically not going to, if you're most, what you really want is typically, I'm cleaning and I want out of cleaning, or I'm doing 250,000, I'm going to do 500, I'm 500, I'm going to do a million. And I'm just encouraging, if you're really getting help, don't put box around that. Like, I don't need help with anything. I don't want to hear about my P&L. I don't want to hear about culture. I don't want to hear about me as an entrepreneur. Just tell me how to get leads. you'll get people that will sell you leads. You're not going to get the result that you want. Find someone that is going to say, no, you don't know what you don't know. So I want to encourage you on that. Okay. So when I hear you coming in, you're like, so here's the thing. Most of the time when people don't know what they don't know, they don't take action. So what made you go, I don't know what I don't know, but I know this isn't what I want. You see what I'm saying? Like most people will just, they need to get, that's a different experience than most have. So what made you do anything? What made you, why not just keep doing what you're doing?
Because I knew I was stuck. The numbers were staying the same. I wanted more growth. I wanted to be able to support my employees better. And I knew I didn't have the tools or the resources here to do it. And then I just came across Grow My Cleaning Company, and that was it. That's all it took.
Cool. So that, I mean, that's awesome. And very few people kind of are ready on their own like that. So God bless you for just saying, hey, I this isn't what I want. I want something different. So I got to do different things. Like that seems simple when you say it, but when you're experiencing it, it's often not simple. So what was the scariest part? Cause you know, I don't know about you, but for me, like my business is my baby, and just trusting some other human to like have influence or say, do something different is terrifying. What right. made you go, and it's not cheap, you know, it's not like it was free to work with us. So you got to put a bunch of money in. We asked you to do a bunch of scary stuff. Like it can feel, there's a lot at stake. What made you go, I'm in, even when Mike or the team tells me something scary or not intuitive or different than I've been doing or spend a bunch of money or whatever the case may be.
I talked to some people who I know in your program. They said you were worth it.
That's such a cheat. Okay. So you had a referral. Dang it. All right. That's fine. So not helpful to people that don't know someone in our program. Hold on. Now they know you. So there you go. They could talk to Brian. Right. Go ahead.
No, and absolutely. Yes. No, I welcome that. Something had to change, right? I knew that. I knew after going to one of your Facebook Live events that you guys convinced me there, like with the mindset with Tracy and with you telling me how to raise prices, because that's like the scariest thing I had to do, right? Was raise prices and go credit card only, like, boom, this is what we're doing. And kind of getting the coaching along through that, I was just like, okay, that alone to me was the investment, was worth the investment.
So, man, it's tough because you've got a different situation than most, and I want to make sure we apply it to everybody. So the lesson I would get is be honest with yourself. So my least favorite people to try and coach are people that come in, and actually Tracy and I just did an episode that should be released by now that you guys can hear, where they go, oh, I really want out of cleaning, or I really want to grow, or I really want to get unstuck, or whatever their thing is. And then when I go, tell us about that. Where does it hurt? Why does it hurt? How's this affecting your life? Oh, it's not that bad. You know, at the end of the day, I really like cleaning. And they go back and forth and back and forth. I love that Bree came in and go, nope, I had to change. That was it. And, you know, I'm glad that we get the honor to work with you, but I have a feeling if it wasn't us, you would have just given up and gone, well, I guess I'll just keep living my own thing. You would have figured something out. So
right.
I'm going to encourage you guys and gals, the price of admission for that is to really make a decision and go, and don't soften it and go, well, it's not that bad, blah, blah, blah. And if it isn't, stop beating yourself about change. So pick a lane. If you're like, it's not that bad. If I have to clean forever, if I only make this much money forever, it's all fine. Then quit beating yourself up about being unhappy and just live the life that you're living. If and when you go, nope, God dang it. I'm not, no, I got to get back. No, it has to change. Put a period. Don't go comma, but it won't be. I mean, you know what I'm saying? That you got to burn your bridges, right? If you're going to be all in, be all in. So I love Bree. Your thing is just simple. What I'm hearing, and please correct me if I'm putting words in your mouth, you're like, I made a decision. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, good thing we connected, great. But had we not, you would have gone to the next thing and the next thing and the next thing. But you decide, you're like, I'm going to get the life that I want, even if it's expensive, even if it's scary, even if it's hard, even if it takes me out, whatever. Even if fill in the blank, it doesn't matter. I'm in. I got to get help. Right. Okay. So first, if I'm taking notes, Clean Nation, decide, right? Not say I'm interested in, but it'd be nice if I could, comma, just change, period. This is it. Yes. I refuse. I'm going to continue trying A and B and C and D, whatever it takes. I'm going to change and get the result I want. That's huge. B, you guys may have missed it, but I heard it because we do coaching. Bree said, you asked me to do something really scary. You asked me to raise prices, automate our billing, and do it the first of the months. We get paid in advance as before. And I was terrified, but I still did it. So how'd you do that? Right. So the people that are like, I'm terrified of anything, whatever that is, I know I need to do X, Y, or Z, but I'm scared. What got you from, I know I should do it, but I'm not gonna, to holy crap, I did it. And now my life's different.
So I went to the oldest customers first, right? The ones that I used to clean for before we had teams. And then, you know, now they're dealing with my employees because those are the ones that I had the rapport with. And I talked to them and I was like, look, this is what we're doing. This is how we're changing it. This is going to be your new price. This is, you know, we're going to take all the hard work out of it. We're taking the checks away. We're just going to boom, hit your belly. And they're like, I love that. Thank you very much. And so just the first couple customers gave me the, okay, you got this, to go to all the other customers and be like, this is the thing. And I mean, we lost some, but it's part of it. So.
And how long did it take you to replace those? Because again, when you lose them, you're like, oh my God, life is over. We're never, you know, life will never be the same, blah, blah, blah.
Right. No, I already had them replaced because I had a waiting list. Okay. So yeah, when they dropped off, it was like, okay, call next one on the list.
Beautiful. And that, again, if we're taking notes, good marketing is a great way to not have to worry about pissy customers, people that don't pay enough, people that don't pay at all. Easy mm-hmm. to fire, a lot easier to fire or get fired when you're like, you know, and for those of you that are like, I don't have a waiting list. Great. If you have a funnel, you know how to market. So you can always get clients. You just turn it on. That changes things. Okay. So that was kind of the hardest thing that we asked you to do. What was, for the benefit of Cleaning Nation, if you could distill down, doesn't have to be the 9 weeks and the entire time we worked together, what was kind of the biggest, if you're like, Cleaning Nation, do this. This is the one thing I learned. I changed. And again, it could be externally, like pricing, hiring, like a thing that you did in the world, or it could be internally with, this is a story or belief I had that was killing me, and here's the new story. Or if you really want to be fancy, give us one of each. Give us an external thing that you did in the world and an internal belief or story that you were telling yourself that you replaced with a more powerful one.
So I think a lot of the story, as far as like mindset and everything, I feel a lot of us have this, is I'm just a cleaner. I don't know what the hell I'm doing. Why, how dare I, you know, ask this of all these people, blah, blah, blah. And so, you know, your mindset coaching really just like, no, you're more than that. You know, you're handling everything. You're doing all of this. You're not just a cleaner, you're a business owner. So changing that mindset was huge. And that's something that I still honestly struggle with every now and then, but it's worth it. You know, that's when I called Tracy, hey, help me. And then externally, the submitting, no, what is going to be the hardest thing externally? I don't know. Cause I go through your modules and it's okay. I knock this out. And then it takes me a couple months to convince myself to do the next one. But I do it and it's done and it's over. And it's just, so I think it's all mental for me, Mike. It's not, it's just the head game. Okay, this is what I got to do next.
Okay. And how do you fight that head game? How do you, and I love that you say, hey, we've been working together for a year and I'm still not perfect, right? I don't want anyone to believe like, hey, once you're with us, everything's perfect and you'll never make a mistake and you don't have any fears. That's insane. But, and it's so funny because I, being on the outside, Bree, I see you just as a completely different human. So I really, it's a lot of fun to see old Bree versus new Bree. But internally, what do you feel is the biggest thing that you can give Cleaning Nation that helped you, you know, if they don't have the mindset coaches and the support, what, right, say they only have you right now, this is all they get. What's, and again, not too much pressure, you know, we do the best we can. But just from your experience, what would you say is like, you know what, I'm just going to give you the last 5 minutes of the podcast. You just coach like you want to coach. Like if I said I quit, Bree's in charge. She's in charge of Cleaning Nation now. Talk to the people, anything, external, internal things you did, fears. You tell them anything you want that you think would be of value. I'd love to hear it. I'm actually going to take notes. I can't wait to hear what you say.
You know, I don't think you can do any of the external until you get the internal correct. As long as you still have the cleaning and the I'm just a cleaner mindset, you can't be the business owner. You can't, because you're stuck. So if you're carrying on and you change that mindset, that's going to be your biggest thing. That's going to help you do everything you need to do in your business. So you have to make the choice to say, I'm not a cleaner. I am business owner, you know?
So say I'm Cleaning Nation. I'm like, okay, Bree, you sold me. I get, and by the way, it's so hard. That is exactly, I'm so sick of beating that drum of we have to change you as owner first. And then I promise your business will change. But if you just try and change your business and you stay the same, you're never going to succeed. If we can change you first and how you believe and interact as an owner, then it's fairly easy to do the things you need to do. So I love hearing anyone say it, a client or otherwise, because it's so true. So let's just pretend all of Cleaning Nation is under your spell. Like, yes, I'm in. How do I do it, Bree? How do I change my mindset? I wish I could just tell myself stop being a cleaner and start being an owner. But I've tried it and I failed. What was it? Because you've made that. And again, I wouldn't say you're 100%, but I say you're well into the 90s from kind of owning your value. And certainly don't clean, so you're 100% out of cleaning. But mentally, I think your value, how you assess yourself, has changed. And first thing I'll say is it didn't happen overnight, right? That's why I like I don't want anyone to think like we worked together for a week and a half and, you know, me and the mindset coaches did some voodoo and she was, you know, we hypnotized her and she was this new person. So first, give yourself some time. And that said, okay, say I've given myself some time. I'm all in on the mindset. How do I freaking make that change, Bree?
So for me, everyone's different, right? But for me, it was okay. I have a day where I make the choice. I'm like, okay, I am the business owner and I do something in the business that I didn't know how to do, but I figured it out, you know, whether that's setting up a Google ad or, you know, whatever. And it's that's one more step in my ladder, in my mental state to become, okay, I'm the business owner, not just a cleaner. So it's all about the steps.
Okay. So one thing at a time. What I hear you say is just take a step in what you believe is the right direction. Mm-hmm. And even if it doesn't work, you don't know you're going the right direction until you move, right? If you can't stay in your car. So, and I'm sure you took some steps and again, you had some really good coaching and you still took some bad turns, right? Nobody does everything perfectly. So I guess that would be the encouragement I'll give you in addition to what Bree says is, again, we do great coaching and we've got a great team and people still make mistakes, right? Our job is just to help you make smarter, better mistakes. So if you are choosing to go it alone, I don't know if that's exactly what I coach you to do, but if you are, you still have to give yourself permission, right? If the people that have really, really good coaching still take two steps forward and one step back, you got to give yourself a little grace and compassion. So if you just gotta, if you're going to make a change and you expect to transform your mindset in a week or a day or over one podcast, that's probably not realistic. Now, if it's been 2 or 3 months and everything's exactly the same, that's probably an indicator you're not doing enough. So I'd encourage you, what I hear Bree saying is, A, make the decision, couldn't agree more. B, understand you've got to fix, I don't want to say fix, you've got to change your beliefs and who you are first and then get the external. And then finally, I heard you say, just take small, deliberate steps to what you think is the best direction. And if and when you found out, well, that was the wrong direction, pat yourself on the back, go, I'm still moving. I'll turn around. I figured it out. If I hadn't moved in that wrong direction, I wouldn't know it was wrong. Now, even though it felt like a step back, I know something I didn't know before and move on. Am I completely putting words in your mouth or is that how you're feeling?
No, that's 100% accurate. Cause even when I completely screwed something up, I was like, well, okay, so we'll try it this way. You know, it's yes. One step forward, two steps back. Fine. You're at least getting there somehow.
Beautiful. Any closing thoughts, encouragements, curse words you'd like to share before we go?
Oh, no, I think I've kept it pretty clean. I think I've dropped one this time, so we'll keep it at that.
All right. First of all, I can't wait to see you in February, sister. Always good to see Barefoot Bree in the house. All right, Cleaning Nation, thanks for sticking with us. I want to encourage you. I love the podcast and I love kind of the relationship that we have. The frustration I get is when people kind of, and I know a lot of you like binge on the podcast, which is great. I want you to do that and kind of just wash your mind in the type of stuff that you need. But if you just go next podcast, next podcast, next podcast, and you don't take any action, you can feel really good and feel really smart, but not get the transformation. So I want to encourage you, if something that Bree has said or that you've heard on this podcast made you realize today's the day, I got to change. I got to make a change. Stop the podcast. Stop. Don't go to the next one. And figure out what that step is. If you'd like help from us, I'll tell you what we can do as the next step. And if that doesn't work for you, still find out what your next step is. So any next step that you think is right is good. I'm going to give you a suggestion. Don't go, I don't like that suggestion, so I'm just going to move on. No. Pick a next step. I'm going to give you a free, easy one. If you don't want to do that one, that's okay. Still pick a next step. So if you go to growingcleaningcompany.com, not only do we have over 700 podcasts, you can Amazon, I've got 2 books. There's a free masterclass on demand. You can go there. It is the 5 shifts that you need to really transform your business. And at the end of that, there's an opportunity to talk with a coach. That is a perfect next step. We even made it free. So there's no like, oh, it costs money and I'm scared and blah, 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 blah. You can still be scared, but at least you can't use the money excuse. Everyone can afford the free on demand training. So that's the next step I'm going to encourage you to do. And again, if you're too hoity-toity, you don't like me, you don't like Bree, you don't like whatever, and that's not for you, A-okay. Don't use that as an excuse to do nothing. So growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. See you there. Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing. Share with a friend. Share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.